USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stott. A dozen Republican senators led by Senator Ted Cruz of Texas say they will challenge President-elect Joe Biden's election victory when Congress gathers to certify the Electoral College vote next week. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri announced today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opposes the move. The Republican senators say they are doing this to protect election integrity. U.S. Representative-elect Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina says he'll contest the results also.
This is not something new. It's not unprecedented. But never Trump senators and really kind of members of the left and people in our own party who are saying that this is unprecedented and dangerous for the Republic, I believe are just trying to hide.
Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona tried to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results when he oversees the session. A federal judge dismissed that lawsuit yesterday. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been vandalized. More from USA Radio's Mike Fortier.
Pelosi's San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "cancel rent" and "we want everything" on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. A neighbor talks to local TV station KPIX5.
I don't think that this is a useful way to go about it, and it's a terrible start to this new year when we're hoping for less anger and hatred than we've had to deal with for the last year.
Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility.
The leader of an Islamist militant group blamed by the U.S. and India for the 2008 attacks in Mumbai that killed 166 people has been arrested for financing terrorism. Zakir-ur-Rahman Lavki is said to have been running a medical dispensary to run money for militant activities. The lone surviving gunman in the siege told interrogators that the assailants were in touch with Lavki. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The coronavirus brings an end to one of NFL's longest streaks. USA Radio's Mike Fortier reports.
Baltimore Ravens punter Sam Cook has played in 239 straight games, but that will likely come to an end tomorrow. Cook was placed on the reserve COVID list this week after an inconclusive test result. Tomorrow's game against Cincinnati will be the first Cook has missed in his 15-year career. Head coach John Harbaugh talked earlier this year about what makes Cook so unique.
Continuity. You know, I think he's a guy that, persistence and how to do it the right way. I haven't really given it thought, but I think he epitomizes what success looks like over the long haul. You know, a guy that's dedicated to, you know, the process, taking care of the details, working extremely hard.
The last time the Ravens played a game without Cook, 2006, when quarterback Lamar Jackson was in third grade. Cook's streak is the third longest in the league. The longest streak belongs to Dallas Cowboys long snapper L.P. Ladouceur, 252 games.
The 10-5 Ravens against the 4-10-1 Bengals at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. A Christmas party with St. Nick at a nursing home in Belgium became a super spreader that has killed 27 elderly residents. 88 have been infected and 42 staff members. An outside visitor is blamed for starting the outbreak. Families and officials say the party should have never happened due to the restrictions in place. Some family members are upset with the nursing home for how they've been treated, not even receiving a condolence card. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.